Lakeland. After a slow start to winter, extreme cold weather has settled in over much of the province for a few days, resulting in cancelled school buses in the Lakeland region and warnings by Environment Canada to be careful if spending any time outdoors. According to Environment Canada, a long period of extreme cold temperatures and wind chills continue. Temperatures will hover around minus 30 Celsius today, January 11, with wind chill values expected to be close to minus 40 C. Air temperatures will continue to gradually fall through the end of the week, with the coldest values expected by Saturday morning, according to the Environment Canada forecast for the Cold Lake area. This weekend, morning temperatures are predicted to reach minus 40 C in many areas, and wind chills will approach minus 50 C. Slight improvement in the temperature is forecast for early next week, but certainty is low and below normal temperatures are likely to continue, reads the forecast. As a precaution, many school buses across the region were cancelled for Thursday morning, and are expected to be cancelled on Friday also. St. Paul Education announced on Wednesday night buses would be cancelled for Thursday, as per its policy that states buses won't run if the temperature and/or wind chill is minus 40 C or colder. Other school divisions have other policies in place. Northern Lights Public Schools announced early this morning that buses would not run, along with Lakeland Catholic School Division also announcing this morning that buses would not be running. While buses may not run, schools do remain open across the region. Reporting your child's absence remains important, according to information from all three school divisions. Cold weather risks. Extreme cold puts everyone at risk. Risks are greater for young children, older adults, people with chronic illnesses, people working or exercising outdoors, and those without proper shelter. Residents should watch for cold-related symptoms such as shortness of breath, chest pain, muscle pain and weakness, numbness and color change in fingers and toes. A reminder to dress warmly is also included in the forecast. Dress in layers that you can remove if you get too warm. The outer layer should be wind-resistant. Cover up. Frostbite can develop within minutes on exposed skin, especially with wind chill. Those working outdoors should take regular breaks to warm up. Extreme cold warnings are issued when temperatures or wind chill creates an elevated risk to health, such as frostbite and hypothermia.